Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you'll look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Also, please make sure y'all going to purchase my merch. If you feel like purchasing my merch, click on that link in my Instagram bio, the link tree. Make sure y'all go click on it. Once you click on it, it's going to take you to all the links that I have listed under my bio. Y'all make sure y'all click on the My Shopify link. When you click on that My Shopify link, you follow the prompts, purchase you some merch. Support your boy. Support the channel. Okay, nah, I'm just playing, y'all. But listen, my last episode was titled, I'm So Thankful for Life. Yeah, I can be thankful for life. A lot of y'all can be thankful for life. But although we thankful for life, I'm sure that we tired of a lot of shit. Okay? Today's episode is titled, I'm Tired of a Lot of Shit. Now, there's a lot of things that can go up under that umbrella. Now, this podcast is about love, life, and relationships. Now, life, that can mean a billion things that I could be talking about. But anyway, before we get into that, y'all, my grandmother's birthday is coming up. Now, depending on when you listen to this episode, you know, the birthday may have passed or whatever, but my grandmother's birthday is June the 9th, okay? First of all, Grandma, I want to tell you, happy birthday. I miss you. I love you. I don't go a day without thinking about you. Now, let me tell y'all something. On my birthday was May 30th. My birthday just passed. Shout out to everybody who told me happy birthday, all the texts and DMs and stuff like that, voicemails, all that, right? 36 years old, by the way. 4 years shy of 40, but we ain't gonna rush that or not like that. But yeah, y'all. But anyway, on my birthday, you know, my birthday was, you know, a lot of people don't know this. I'm telling y'all right now, but it was an emotional morning, okay? If you heard my Remembering Grandma episode, you know what I'm saying, after she passed, I stated in there that my grandmother used to call everybody in the family on their birthday. She always wanted to be the first person to tell everybody happy birthday. It was a great feeling. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, she always made sure she made you a cake or whatever your favorite dessert was, whatever she knew that you liked, she would try to make it for you. Right? Amazing memory to have. Okay. Now, this is the second birthday that I had without my grandmother, right? Now, the reason why it was an emotional one, because all I could do was hear her voice. I'm 36 years old. I grew up, like, my whole life. Think about this for a second. My whole life, I got a call from my grandmother first thing in the morning saying, happy birthday. I love you. I made a cake for you. Stuff like that. Now, to experience that not happening for 2 years, you know, it's going to take me a long time to get over that, because, like I said in the episode, and like I'm saying right now, nobody going to make banana pudding better than my grandmother. Nobody. Hands down, she was the best. And she always made it for me. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it was, you know, I'm not the type of dude that let a lot of people see me cry or look vulnerable and stuff like that. I uphold a certain image, you know. It's a real image, but I uphold a certain one. I don't let a lot of people get that close to me to see me cry and shed a tear and stuff like that. Because that's a moment that I want to have to myself. I'm not really looking for words or any type of shoulder to lean on or nothing like that. I just want a moment. You know, I had one of those on my birthday. But yeah, I love you, Grandma, and I miss you. And don't go a day without thinking about you, okay? All the hearts sent up to heaven, all that good stuff. But today's episode, y'all, like I said, it's titled, I'm Tired of a Lot of Shit. Let me tell y'all one thing I'm tired of. I'm tired of the way these fucking kids are growing up. I'm going to tell y'all why I'm tired of this shit. These kids, now, I think it was like my second episode or third episode of this season 5, Control Your Kids Now, that I had with Kiki. Shout out to you, Kiki. Man, it's like every day I'm seeing something that frustrates me about these kids. These kids are heavily influenced by social media. It was a story not too long ago, about, I think it was a 14-year-old kid that tried to go on a school bus and shoot another 14, 15-year-old kid, but the gun jammed that he couldn't get the job done. Like, oh, he's caught now, by the way, but that story is so fucking disturbing. Like, what disturbs me the most is how in the hell all of these kids around the same age, middle school, elementary school, high school, how in the fuck we have a whole world of kids in some popular counties that's doing the same fucked up shit. That goes to show you what type of parenting is going on. Now, I do know sometimes that, you know, you have some parents who actually are good parents that do their jobs that just have some fucked up ass kids who don't want to listen. I do know that does go on. But, like, what are we doing about this stuff? Now, anytime I look at the news and I see an incident that involves a kid that does some grown up ass shit, stealing cars, killing people, you got 14-year-olds killing adults. Like, anytime I see shit like this happening, I already know that this is not the first thing that this child has done. So I always ask myself, like, what the fuck are we doing to prevent these things from happening? Are we doing anything to keep these kids in activities? Are we putting these kids through therapy? Are we doing anything like that? Are we actually sitting these kids down to talk to them? Are we actually giving these kids some consequences? Like, I see so much fucked up shit. Like, you see people jumping people. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. This world is going into a wrong fucking direction. Like, it's going into a wrong direction. Kids, oh my God. Like, I'm telling you, like, when I was 14 and under, I was not doing nothing nowhere near what these kids are doing now. And my mother was so hard on me. Like, kids bringing guns to school. I could not get my hands on a fucking gun at 14 years old. How in the hell these kids 13 and 12 getting their hands on guns? What type of supervision is being held in their house? What type of discipline is being done when they do have their first fuck up? Like, whatever is being done, it ain't being done the right way. I'm gonna just tell y'all that right now. So when I say I'm tired of a lot of shit, I'm tired of the way these fucking kids being brought up. TikTok is the problem. Instagram is the problem. Snapchat is the problem. Twitter is the problem. Because all the fuck these kids know how to do is record fights, record stupid shit, and post it for likes and retweets and comments. I'm tired of all of that shit. I'm tired of the fucked up ass parenting that's going on in today's world. As of 2023, it's some fucked up ass parenting going on. Everybody don't deserve a kid. So all these people that walk around here talking, all these little girls that's walking around here talking about they want a kid because they want a kid with pretty eyes and they, you know, all this stupid ass shit, man. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, I don't want to ask this question, right? And I will be talking crazy when I ask this question. I ain't even gonna lie, because two of my children, you know, wear fake hair, right? You know, for the braids and stuff like that. But when I was young, little girls wasn't wearing fake hair. I ain't seen a little girl wear fake hair when I was young. I was born in 87. I was born in 87 and I grew up through the 90s. You know what I'm saying? 87, grew up through the 90s, early 2000s and stuff like that. I didn't grow up with little girls wearing fake hair. It wasn't until, I don't know about before me, but it wasn't until I started having kids where little girls started wearing fake hair. And people started being okay with their little girls at a certain age wearing fake nails, you know, wearing certain things. It started to be okay at a certain point. You know what I'm saying? When the fuck did that start? And little boys wearing ski masks and shit. And little boys wearing tight ass jeans and tight ass jeans with the big ass shoes. Like, what the fuck is going on here? This world is going down. It's going down real bad. Real bad. I can only imagine what this world gonna look like in 20 years. It's gonna be fucking terrible. It's gonna be little boys walking around with some fucking jeans that look like leggings or something. I don't know. It's crazy, y'all. But all in all I'm saying is, when I say I'm tired of a lot of shit, I'm tired of that shit right there. That's one thing I'm tired of. But let's switch gears for a second, because I don't want to stay on the whole kids subject, because I have enough episodes about kids and stuff like that. But what I do want to address is life itself. The cost of living going up, food going up, gas going up, childcare going up, everything going up. You want to know what else going up too, right along with it? Our pay at work. You know, we getting raises and shit like that, but we ain't really seeing it because everything else is going up right along with it. So it's almost like, with the raise is cool. The idea of the raise is cool, but I mean, if everything else is going up with it, then it's like, shit, I'm seeing the same thing before the raise. Shit, gas almost $5. Gas $4 and some change, almost $5. A pack of chicken, shit. I mean, I might be over exaggerating, but a pack of fucking chicken, you get a 6-pack of drumsticks, cost you $20. I'll probably be over exaggerating, but I bet you it's almost $20 for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of certain things in life. Like, sometimes you can't get a fair shake. Like, everything is fucking costing a lot of money. And this whole credit shit, I was talking about, I do Lyft on the side, y'all, by the way. I do Lyft and Uber and stuff like that. But I was talking about this with somebody, and I just hate the fucking idea of credit. I hate the idea of credit. And I'm gonna tell you why I hate the idea of credit, right? The reason why I hate the idea of credit is because, let's just say you're an 18 year old, you open up a line of credit, you have a credit card. I mean, you only 18 years old, you still gonna make some mistakes. You swipe your credit card, you make a couple of purchases and shit like that, you try to pay it back, but you slip up, you start doing some other shit, and then you don't pay it back. I feel like if there's a time in your life where you made a lot of bad mistakes, you didn't pay a lot of things back, you half-ass paid things back and stuff like that, you still have some room to grow up, right? You still have some room to grow up. So we all know, when you get older and you grow up, you learn from your past mistakes. You get better. So if I'm 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, yeah, some decisions I'm making they good, some decisions I'm making they bad. But clearly, that's a time of my life where everything is not, like, it wasn't the best decision-making going on. So, like, I'm 36 years old. I'm better with my money. I'm better with decision-making. I'm better with a lot of things. So, why not give more people in this age range right here, why not give more people in this age range different chances, like another chance, or different chances, or different opportunities, or things like that, or different options to go off of to be able to get that house or get a car, have a forgiveness credit program or something like that. Like, why should I still? I mean, I know, you know, the best way to do it, oh, work on your credit, pay this off, pay that off. Yeah, I know you can do that, but why should I? Because some people are not in a position to pay off their credit the way they want to. Some people are in a position where the money that they're making, they can only spend it on what they currently have. So it's kind of hard to focus on the things from your past, from when you was 18, 19, 20, 21, whatever the case may be. How in the hell are you going to be able to pay past debt and current obligations at the same time? It's hard. You know, I'm just tired of certain opportunities not being available for people when they should. I mean, that's the past. That's past fuck ups. You know, give people a chance. I'm tired of that shit. And I'm also tired of, let me tell y'all one more thing I'm tired of. We're going to switch to the relationship side. I'm tired of men and women not realizing that we both do the same shit. I'm going to tell y'all why. I'm getting tired of hearing women say men don't know what they want. when there's women who don't know what they want. I'm getting tired of women hearing women say, men do this, all men do is cheat, all men do is lie, when there's women who cheat, there's women who lie. I'm getting tired of men and women having this battle about who specifically do this, who specifically do that. Come on, y'all, let's be real. We all old enough to know that men and women do the same shit. Who are we to say who do what more than the other, right? Men and women do the same shit. I'm not going to get on my podcast and completely bash women and say y'all all do this. I'm not going to get on my podcast and completely bash men and say we all do that. But what I will say, that we all equally do the same shit. There's some cheating ass women out there. There's some cheating ass men out there. There's some lying ass women out there. There's some lying ass men out there. There's women who have babies on their boy. There's women who cheat and get pregnant on their men. And there's men who cheat and have another baby on their women. So we all do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just getting tired of this men versus women battle. Like, you know, I mean, at some point, maybe one day, everybody can fix what their specific problem is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting tired of that shit. And another thing I'm tired of, y'all, sometimes I get tired of trying to balance things in life, because it get hard, though. I get tired and exhausted of trying to balance my personal life and my podcast and my time with my kids and my time for myself and stuff like that. I get tired of doing that. Like, it's like juggling all fucking day. Like, I'm in a circus. I'm juggling shit all up and down all day with my hands and shit. Like, I'm juggling all day. If you would just imagine juggling things all day, when you get fucking exhausted, I fall asleep every fucking time I sit down. Like, that's crazy. I'd be so fucking tired. It's crazy, man. You know? But I'm sure y'all understand where I'm coming from with a lot of things, especially with the life shit. I mean, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that go on in life that we're going to have to adjust to, that we have no choice but to adjust to. Yeah, man, it's just crazy out here. It's wild. It's crazy. like my man said, it's a simulation out this motherfucker. Man, control y'all kids, man. Please, like, control y'all kids, because it's a lot of youngins out here that need to get slapped the fuck up. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Yeah, control y'all kids. I didn't make that episode for nothing. That episode's not titled that for nothing. I'm not doing a podcast for nothing. I really want my fucking voice to be heard, and I really want my fucking voice to go around. There's Tupac said it best. What'd he say? Oh shit, my bad. I'm tripping. He said he may not change the world, but he can spark the brain that can change the world. I know I said it somewhere right, but I'm not trying to. Listen, let me make this clear again, right? Because I said this plenty of times before. I'm not trying to be Mr. Right. I'm not trying to be Mr. Know-it-all. But I do hope that one thing that I say can get around and reach hell. I hope that one day I can say one thing that sparks the brain of the person that can actually make a difference. You know, I hope that I can say one thing that can make somebody think different. I really do. I'm not just on this fucking podcast just to talk shit, talk trash, and, you know, for nothing. I didn't make 5 seasons for nothing. I'm not recording 20 plus minute shows for nothing. I'm not talking for my fucking health. I really want to get on here and change something about something or someone. You know what I'm saying? That's what I really want to do. You know, I would not be as consistent as I am if I really didn't want some type of change to anything. You know what I mean? But anyway, as I told y'all, man, you know, this life is crazy. It's a lot of shit that I know a lot of people tired of. And I just really wanted to get on here and vent to y'all and talk about some of the things that I'm tired of. But I'm I'm extremely tired of the kid shit. Like, I'm extremely tired of the kid shit. These kids out here are wild as fuck. They wild as fuck. And I'm up here, I'm cursing my ass off and shit like that because, I mean, it's true, man. That's how it make me feel. Like, these fucking kids are wild. These boys are wild. These girls are wild. Like, where did the toxic fucking, when did the toxic gas come in and these kids inhale this shit? Like, it's crazy. What the fuck happened to these kids? I don't know. I ain't trying to, you know, I'm going to leave it alone for now. Hopefully y'all understand the frustration, the way it's coming from. I want to thank everybody again, as I state in every beginning, every top of the show. I want to thank everybody for taking their time to listen to me, taking the time out your day, sitting down, cutting your day short, cutting your little moment short and all that to come listen to me. Please go binge listen to any episode that you haven't heard yet. Stay on the lookout for episode number 10. It might be the season finale. I don't know. I'll let you know. Because this season has really taken a lot out of me. Compared to other seasons, you know, it's not that many collaborations on this season right here because of the availability and stuff like that. But I still thank y'all for listening because I'm still getting the same amount of plays and all that good stuff. And we still doing our thing. But I appreciate y'all. I love y'all for listening. You know, shout out to everybody who support me for everything that I do. Love y'all. Appreciate you. You know, keep up the support. I'm going to keep up the consistency and the content. And thank you for your time. I'll holler at you.